In Afghanistan, the status of a U.S. Navy SEAL who's been missing for several days remains in doubt. The Taliban, which has stepped up attacks on U.S.-led forces and civilians in recent months, claimed that the SEAL has been their prisoner. Today, a professed Taliban spokesman said that the U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed. Now, the U.S. military has not confirmed that claim, nor have they been able to confirm that the SEAL is in Taliban custody. A search for the commando is underway in the remote eastern mountains of Afghanistan. This has been the most serious episode for U.S. forces in that country since they drove the Taliban from power in 2001. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from Kabul. Phil, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And this Navy SEAL has been missing for 11 days now. What do we know about these Taliban reports?
Well, a man who purports to be a spokesman for the Taliban says that the missing SEAL was this morning killed and that his body was dumped on a mountain. Now, this spokesman has proved unreliable in the past, but he does clearly have ties to the Taliban. And the same man has been saying for some days that the missing U.S. Navy SEAL was taken prisoner by the Taliban and would, after being interrogated, in his words, be executed. And he says that that execution has gone ahead. Now, the commando is a member of a four-man team of U.S. SEALs which ran into trouble in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan 11 days ago. And two of these were killed, and another, after 5 days of evading militants, was rescued. The U.S. military says it's looking into these reports, but it has no proof that the commando's dead or even that was ever held a prisoner by the Taliban. They're saying the search continues.
Help us to understand the significance of the Taliban's attacks on military and Afghan civilians in recent months.
Well, the violence has intensified markedly. It's important to say that there usually is an increase when the winter ends in Afghanistan and the mountain passes clear. But this is a spike that is worse than the usual spikes. 700-odd people have been killed in a three-month period. Now, a lot of these have been suspected insurgents killed by U.S. and Afghan government forces, but more than 100 have been civilians, and there have been dozens of Afghan government forces as well as a significant number of U.S. soldiers. Among the civilians, 17 of these were killed in an American airstrike in Kunar, which came a few days after the Chinook helicopter was shot down. That was part of the incident that began when these missing Navy SEALs ran into trouble.
Is the Taliban trying to capture territory or what?
No, I don't think their intention is to control territory, but what they say they want to do is to drive foreign forces out of Afghanistan. They are also intent, it appears, on trying to disrupt the parliamentary elections, which are due to be held in this country on September the 18th.
Okay. NPR's Philip Reeves in Kabul, thank you very much.
You're welcome.